From time to time, do you take a look at yourself and say, how can God ever use a person like me? I sin, I fail, and then I sin again. I feel like giving it all up. Do you ever feel like that? Well, if that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a pure life. From Psalm 119, verse 3, these words, they also do no iniquity, they walk in His ways. Do you read verses like that and just feel like throwing in the towel? Well, I remember the day I almost did. I was so fed up with myself. And I saw those statements like, they also do no iniquity, and wondered if maybe I was just not cut out for this Christian life. The Christian life seemed to work for others, but I can't seem to make a go of it. Others seem to be living in victory and walking with the Lord, but that sure wasn't the case with me. Was there something basically wrong with me? Well, there was something wrong, and the thing that was wrong was my understanding of these verses. Verses like the one I just read, and 1 John 3:7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And verses such as, he that committeth sin is of the devil, or whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Then, thank God, a Bible teacher came along who pointed out a beautiful truth that has really helped me. This happened when I was a fairly young Christian. He pointed out that these verses simply describe the heart attitudes of the person who desires to walk in God's ways. They do not live for sin. They do not delight in sin. They do not continue in sin as a way of life. Naturally, they will slip from the path occasionally. This is the nature of sheep. And that's what we are in the sight of God. He is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep of His pasture. Now, you remember, a sheep is a very dumb animal. A sheep is prone to wander. And because we are sheep, life cannot be all that complicated. Now, there are some people today who write and teach and preach, and to listen to them, you'd get the idea that life is really a problem. It is so complex, so demanding. Only a few experts can figure it out. Why, to raise a baby anymore, you need a 50-volume library. But listen to these words of Jesus in John 10:4. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Or John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Or John 10:27-28, My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I will give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. Now, had He referred to us as foxes, who are wily and clever, maybe it would have been different. But we're not clever foxes. We are wayward sheep. And to succeed in life, we need to have it made pretty simple. And it is. God says, obey Me, and be sorry when you don't. Confess your sins, get back on the right track, and follow Me. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Jesus, the good shepherd, leading His people to the safety of the sheepfold, caring for them, protecting them, loving them, dying for them. May God bless you as you walk in His way.